did not contradict him or call his words foolish. That told Sazed enough. People had died in this city.
"The ash falls perpetually, citizen," Sazed said. "The mists are deadly, and the Kolos run free. This would be a very good time to have powerful alliances. In the central dominance, we can grow better crops, for we get more sunlight. Emperor Venture has discovered a method of controlling the Kolos. Whatever is to come in the next few years, it would be very advantageous to be Emperor Venture's friend."
Quellian shook his head, as if in resignation. He turned to his companions again.
"You see, just as I told you. First he tells us he comes in peace, then he moves on to threats. Venture controls the Kolos, Venture controls the food. Next he'll be saying that Venture controls the mists."
Quellian turned back to Sazed.
"We don't have any use for threats here, Terrasman. We aren't worried about our future."
Sazed raised an eyebrow.
"And why is that?"
"Because we follow the survivor," Quellian said. "Be gone from my sight."
Sazed stood.
"I would like to stay in the city and perhaps meet with you again."
"That meeting will not happen."
"Regardless," Sazed said, "I would prefer to stay. You have my promise that my men will not cause trouble. Might I have your leave?"
He bowed his head in deference. Quellian muttered something under his breath before waving a hand at him.
"If I forbid you, then you'll just sneak in. Stay if you must, Terrasman, but I warn you, follow our laws and do not make trouble."
Sazed bowed further, then retreated with his people.
"Well," Breeze said, settling back into the carriage, "murderous revolutionaries, everybody wearing the same gray clothing, ditch-like streets where every 10th building has been burned to the ground. This is a lovely place Elend chose for us to visit. Remind me to thank him upon our return."
Sazed smiled, though he felt little humor.
"Oh, don't look so grim, old man," Breeze said, waving with his cane as the carriage began to roll, their soldiers surrounding it. "Something tells me that Quellian there isn't half as threatening as his bearing implies. We'll convince him eventually."
"I'm not certain, Lord Breeze. This place, it's different from the other cities we've visited. The leaders aren't as desperate, and the people are more subservient. We won't have an easy time of it here, I think."
Aurianne poked Breeze's arm.
"Breezy, do you see that over there?"
Breeze squinted against the light, and Sazed leaned forward, glancing out the side of the carriage. A group of people had created a bonfire in the courtyard. The massive blaze sent a twisting line of smoke into the air. Sazed reflexively looked for a tin mind to draw upon and enhance his vision. He shoved the impulse aside, instead squinting against the afternoon light.
"It looks like tapestries,"
said one of their soldiers, marching at the side of the carriage.
"And furniture. Rich things that are signs of the nobility, according to the citizen. The burning was staged for your benefit, of course. Quellian probably keeps storehouses of the stuff so that he can order them burned at dramatically appropriate times."
Sazed froze. The soldier was remarkably well informed. Sazed looked closely, suspicious. Like all of their men, this one wore his cloak hood up against the falling ash. As the man turned his head, Sazed could see that, oddly, he wore a thick bandage tied across his eyes, as if he were blind. Despite that, Sazed recognized the face.
"Spook, my dear boy," Breeze exclaimed. "I knew you'd turn up eventually. Why the blindfold?"
Spook didn't answer the question. Instead, he turned, glancing back at the burning flames of the bonfire. There seemed a tension to his posture. "The cloth must be thin enough to see through," Sazed thought. That was the only explanation for the way Spook moved with ease and grace despite the cloth, though it certainly seemed thick enough to be obscuring. Spook turned back to Sazed.
"You're going to need a base of operations in the city. Have you chosen one yet?"
Breeze shook his head.
"We were thinking of using an inn.
There aren't any true inns in the city, Spook said. Quellian says that citizens should care for one another, letting visitors stay in each other's homes.
Hmm, Breeze said. Perhaps we'll need to camp outside.
Spook shook his head. No. Follow me. The Ministry Canton of Inquisition? Sazed asked, frowning as he climbed out of the carriage. Spook stood ahead of them on the steps leading into the grand building. He turned, nodding his strange, cloth-wrapped head. Quellian hasn't touched any of the ministry buildings. He ordered them boarded up, but he didn't ransack or burn them. I think he's afraid of inquisitors.
A healthy and rational fear, my boy, Breeze said, still sitting inside the carriage.
Spook snorted. The inquisitors aren't going to bother us, Breeze. They're far too busy trying to kill Vin. Come on. He walked up the steps, and Sazed followed. Behind him, he could hear Breeze sigh with an exaggerated sound, then call for one of the soldiers to bring a parasol against the ash. The building was broad and imposing, like most ministry offices. During the days of the Lord Ruler, these buildings had stood as reminders of imperial might in every city across the Final Empire. The priests who had filled them had mostly been bureaucrats and clerks. But then, that had been the real power of the Final Empire, its control of resources and management of people. Spook stood beside the building's broad, boarded-up doors. Like most structures in Urto, it was built of wood rather than stone. He stared up, as if watching the falling ash, as he waited for Sazed and Breeze. He had always been a quiet one, even more so since his uncle's death during the assault on Luthadel. As Sazed arrived, Spook began to rip boards free from the front of the building.
I'm glad you're here, Sazed, he said.
Sazed moved to help pull off boards. He heaved, trying to get the nails undone, yet he must have chosen one of the more stubborn boards, for though the one Spook grabbed came free with ease, Sazed's refused to even budge.
And why is it you're glad I am here, Lord Spook?
Spook snorted.
I'm no lord, Saze. Never did get Ellen to give me a title.
Sazed smiled.
He said that you only wanted one to impress women.
Of course I did, Spook said, smiling as he ripped free another board.
What other reason would there be to have a title? Anyway, please just call me Spook. It's a good name.
Very well.